Good morning and welcome to Power of Attorney Radio, a fast-paced half hour of topics of legal education to individuals and businesses, and I hope you enjoy this session. I'm Wayne Zell, your host, and before I get started on my special topic today, I would like to tell you that Power of Attorney Radio is sponsored and brought to you by the law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman. We're located in Reston, Virginia, and we serve the entire Washington, D.C. metro area and have clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about our full-service firm, visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com, and you'll see a lot of activity in the social media from OFP as well. Also, I invite you to subscribe to my blog, www.blueprintforwealth.org, where you'll find articles and videos and, of course, audio of interest on topics dealing with taxes, estate planning, and business planning. That's blueprintforwealth.org, and I invite you to subscribe to the blog, and you'll get periodic updates as I post new content to the blog. Today, we're going to be talking about business succession planning. Why? Because I am obsessed with the topic. I have so many clients coming to me from all walks of life, family-owned businesses, venture-backed businesses, small businesses, larger businesses, and they say, well, what is business succession planning? I like to refer to it as business success planning. I'm writing a book on it right now, so I'm copywriting the term, but the idea is that there are family-owned businesses, and then there are businesses that are operated by others for families or for investors who started the businesses. And I can't overestimate or overstate the importance that these small businesses have on the United States economy. It's something like 90% of all businesses today are small businesses, whether they're family-owned or, you know, owner-operated entrepreneurs who are out there starting up their business. And the family businesses are reversing the trend of mega businesses that were wiping mom and pop stores off the map. I think there was a great trend that started around 2007, 2008, when the economy turned down and we had the Great Recession. Many people were laid off from their jobs, unemployment increased, and so they had to do something to earn a living. And so most people went out, took their knowledge of what they were doing for mega business, and opened up their own businesses. So there are a lot of entrepreneurs who have started since 2008. Family businesses account for about 50% of the gross domestic product of the United States. So obviously it's critical, that a critical component of our economy. And it's not just in small storefronts or website businesses. 35% of the Fortune 500 are private or public companies that are controlled by families. Did you know that? So that's a new fact for you. The family business plays an important role in job creation. They account for 60% of the jobs in America. Nearly 80% of new jobs created are created by family-owned businesses. And according to a recent PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers survey, only 52% of family businesses expect that members of the next generation are going to be able to inherit the business and run it on their own. That's not very good. Uncertainty about whether junior members in the family are going to have the aptitude, experience, or the drive to run a company is the number one concern that a family business has about keeping management in the hands of one or more family members. Family businesses often intimate histories and complex cultures that are hard for outsiders to understand. As you know, families are complex units. They're more complicated and less traditional than they once were, say back in the 50s and maybe the early 60s. Family businesses have several other issues that work against the successful continuation of the business. Fortunately, with real focus and real planning, most of these issues can be overcome. So you've got to pay attention to the details, and I'm talking to all of the family business owners out there who are listening to this show. Some of the key issues include generational transition, alignment of family issues and interests, balancing of the financial returns to the family and the company. That's a big one, and we're going to talk about each of these. Interfamily disputes and estate and inheritance tax issues. On the generational transition issue, only a third of all family businesses actually make it to the second generation successfully. On alignment of family interests, aligning the interests of the current owners and others becomes more pronounced as the older members retire and turn over the business to the new generation, while at the same time looking to the company to generate their retirement income. So there are some conflicts there, right? Because they're no longer involved with the business. Who's there to take care of them as they retire in their waning years? Balancing financial returns, I think, is another really important one. You have to create buyout agreements for the owners. Well, you've got to give them enough to make it worthwhile for them to retire, but you've got to be able to afford to pay for those buyouts. And so how much money does the business generate in terms of cash flow to be able to afford to buy out the members? And what protection do you have to protect their financial interests? And of course, estate and inheritance issues have been made easier since Congress increased the exemption for federal estate tax from $5 million to $5.25 million, and next year in 2014, it'll rise to $5.34 million. So there's some good news for family-owned business. So married couples essentially can shelter up to $10.6 million of wealth in their estates without having to worry about federal estate tax. So what are the things that you should do as a family business owner to make sure that you're taking care of your family business so that it will succeed and will be able to continue into the next generation? Well, number one, establish goals and objectives. I harp on that. It's part of business planning 101, but you've got to have goals and objectives. And as part of that, review the current succession plan. Who's going to take over the company if somebody dies, retires, becomes disabled? Who's going to run the company? And what's the reasonableness of achieving the desired goals? In other words, are the owner's expectations and desires reasonable in light of who's going to be taking over for them? I think it's important to develop a collective vision. In other words, goals and objectives that are developed collectively by management and the owners of the business. And management and owners may be one and the same, but then if you're trying to cultivate a new level of management to come in and take over for you, you've got to have a collective vision. The owners need to establish their own personal financial planning goals, including their retirement goals and the cash flow that they need after they cease working for the business full time. In other words, if they're planning on taking out $250,000 a year or $500,000 a year from the business, but the business can't sustain that payout as well as a payout for the new managers that are going to be running the business, how are you going to incentivize the new managers to stay on with the business if you're paying out too much to the retired owners? Number two, establish a decision-making process that's palatable to the owners, the people who control the business, and the next generation or the next generation of management. So you've got to have governance processes that may involve family members in the decision-making process. They may not be making day-to-day decisions, but on key decisions, they may need to be involved. And also establish a method for resolving any disputes if you need to do so. Then put the succession plan in writing and communicate it to the family, the stakeholders in the business. The next step is establish the plan. That is, identify who the successors are. And this is where you're going to need outside help. You may need an executive coach. You may need a recruiting specialist. You may need an executive recruiter, somebody who's going to help you identify what your needs are in terms of a successor that meets your goals and objectives so that the business can be carried on. Identify whatever role the family members are going to play in this whole process, whether it's active, whether it's periodic, or whether it's non-active and they're just sort of on a board of advisors. Identify the support that the successor will need from the family in order to be successful as the next generation manager for the business. The next step is to create a business and owner estate plan. So you've got to address tax implications to the owner and the business on the sale or transfer, either during lifetime, at death, or divorce. Review the owner's estate planning package so that taxes are in fact minimized, and avoid delays in transferring stock or ownership interests to the remaining owners or spouses, always keeping in mind that you want to make sure that the owner has the control that he needs to have over the business until retirement or until he's comfortable that the transition will occur smoothly. And then lastly, of course, create a transition plan. That is, consider all of your options, whether it's a sale of the business or sale of the ownership interest, whether it's gifting or bequeathing the ownership interest to the family members, or a combination of the two. And if the business is to be bought or sold, consider the financing options that might include financing from a third party, or whether or not you're willing to finance it as the owner, self-financing it for the retiring owners so that they can be paid out over a period of time and the business is not hamstrung by the cash flow that's needed to buy out the owners. Lastly, build a timeline for implementation of the succession plan. And this might be the hardest thing. You spend the money to bring in the professionals to help you design the plan. You go out and recruit the managers to come in. But then, is the owner really ready to relinquish the reins, to turn over control of this business that they may have spent their entire lives building? Not every family business is going to survive. And many fail, as I indicated earlier at the beginning of the show, primarily due to the differing family interests in the next generation as compared to the spirited entrepreneurs who built the company. But taking these five basic steps will allow you as a family business owner to help transition your business to the next generation, either have them manage it, have one member manage it, or have outside management come in and have the family members involved. If you'd like to know more about business succession planning, give me a call at 703-218-2177. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Power of Attorney Radio.